Lee Hill works on launch computers for the shuttle program. His 21-year career at Kennedy Space Center is about to come to an end.
It's going to be, it's a sad day because it's like, you know, parting of the families.
He's concerned about the impact on his actual family, too. His wife, Karen, and his two kids in college all get health insurance through his job, but that's going away. The coverage includes treatment for a condition that causes chronic pain and swelling in Karen's legs. She says one part of that treatment is physical therapy.
The other part of the treatment is compression bandages, compression garments that have to be custom fitted that cost $2,000 for a pair of either capris and knee-high combination or a pair of stockings.
And those garments have to be replaced every 6 months. Karen says her medical billing job does offer insurance, but it won't pay for the garments, and she doesn't know how much physical therapy it'll cover.
If I don't get treatment, I'm debilitated, and I could become disabled. So I'm trying to avoid getting to a point where I can't walk anymore, or I'm in constant pain.
But there's no sign of that now as she bustles around her kitchen cooking dinner. Karen's condition is still under control. She puts on a brave face and jokes about the stockings as her family gathers at the table.
They're very highly attractive, not.
But after dinner, Lee says she can't fool him. He says he's working on directing as much of the family budget as possible to her health care.
Well, if we have to make adjustments, we'll make adjustments because it's something she needs.
She also needs to keep stress at bay, and her outlet is community theater. The sounds of rehearsal are drifting backstage at Breakthrough Theater in Winter Park as Karen sits in the dressing room.
It's a lot of fun, and I get a lot of joy out of it, so I just hope I'm able to continue doing it.
If she can't get treatment, then she'll have a hard time staying on her feet, let alone in costume. But in the meantime, she's trying to help her husband get on his feet.
I think the hardest thing with this whole thing for me is watching him go through this, is that, you know, you don't expect to start your life over, your career over at 53.
Lee's last day at work is July 22nd. I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 WMFE News.